Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Wednesday, January 5th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. For at least, I would say a decade and a half, probably two decades, I've had the thought and shared the thought that technology long ago outpaced our social and emotional development. And recently, connected to COVID and what's going on not only in the country but in the world, there is this concept that has emerged called mass formation. And I want to talk to you about it a bit on the podcast because it makes some sense out of what we're going through. But it also ties in quite beautifully to some spiritual concepts that can be of value to you and to all of us going forward. So I listened to a podcast yesterday, and there were three guests on the podcast. There was Dr. Robert Malone, of whom I've spoken to previously, a virologist and vaccinologist who holds 11 patents on mRNA technology, the foundational building block of the COVID vaccines. There was also Dr. Peter McCullough, who is one of the leading physicians in the country, part of a group of 500 physicians who are deeply involved in therapeutics, monoclonal antibodies, and treating COVID with alternative methods and means other than vaccination. The third and most fascinating guest is, or was, Matthias Desmet. Matthias Desmet is a Belgian psychologist who is an expert in this concept of mass formation. And I want to talk about it a little bit. So here we go. As the world became industrialized and subsequently more technologically oriented, social isolation grew proportionate to our movement from industrialization to the world of technology that we live in now. So that amount of isolation increased. And I think there's very few of us who would dispute that we live in a very isolated time, and that isolation preceded COVID. COVID only exacerbated and brought it to the forefront and made it undeniable for all of us. Because prior to COVID, although we were all isolated, witness the families that sat in restaurants with every family member on their cell phone not speaking to each other, or people in public places who normally would have conversed but otherwise were on their phones, we see that rampantly before COVID. What COVID did was take us physically and isolate us in our homes. Even the U.S. Surgeon General raised an issue of isolation. And in fact, in the U.K., in England, Theresa May appointed a minister of loneliness. That's a legitimate position in the U.K. So as I said, for, you know, now that I think about it, probably 2.5 decades, I have spoken of my belief that technology was outpacing our social and emotional development. Statistically, to that end, 60% of people polled said they have no close social relationships. 60% of people in the United States. Therefore, they, for the most part, have no meaning in their lives. And only 13% of those polled said that they had a job that was meaningful. 65% of them said their jobs were meaningless. So when you combine that sense of isolation, along with a lot of what is termed free-floating anxiety, meaning anxiety not connected to anything in particular, making people frustrated and aggressive without even knowing why. There you have the, let's call it the potential for what comes next. And what comes next is someone identifying a targeted source of anxiety and a strategy to deal with that source of anxiety. Now, I'm going to elaborate on that by saying everybody participates in this strategy. Why? It creates a new kind of social bond that was missing prior during that extended period of feeling anxious, frustrated, and isolated. Now you have a new social bond, and that bond is the object of what has been identified as the source of the anxiety that has made us so uncomfortable. And in this new social bond, people band together. Why? The obvious is they no longer feel alone. The problem is it's not a healthy connection. It's not a healthy connection because the hostility is directed toward those who don't want to participate in the mass formation. The mass formation being this targeted, focused aggression, even if it's not physical aggression, if it's psychological aggression, toward what is identified as the source of the anxiety. Ultimately, throughout history, this has happened before. We're not the first time. And it always becomes self-destructive. Inevitably, that mass formation, that group of people who band together in a dysfunctional social order, new social order, eventually turn on, they eat their own. We saw it in Russia with Stalin. Once Stalin was done killing hundreds of millions of people, Stalin's inner circle turned on those very people who had been part of that original mass formation because they can't give up the feeling that someone has to be blamed and punished and have a consequence for being the source of their anxiety. And if they lose that object, they will create a new one. If they lose that group toward which they are directing their hostility, they'll create a new one, even if the new one is part of their own group. So, in order to understand this fully, and maybe perhaps more simply, this concept of mass formation and focusing people on one problem and one solution has exactly the same psychological effect as hypnosis. Because that's what happens in hypnosis. When someone is hypnotized, their consciousness is directed toward a single issue. The rest of reality doesn't exist for them. They are simply focused on a single issue. And then they become malleable. And then they become able to be manipulated. So that in a mass formation, leaders who are totalitarian in nature can take everything away from people without their even noticing because the people are focused on one issue. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's because it's happening. Our liberties have been decreased over and over and over again. Our Constitution has been ignored repeatedly. Our laws have been broken with no consequence. We have district attorneys across the country in major cities now not prosecuting violent crime with any kind of long-term punishment or consequence. We have things happening all around us that are taking away from us bedrock foundational principles that have kept this country together forever, since its inception. And we don't seem to care. Why? We are focused on one thing. And that one thing is COVID. And that one source of our anxiety is the unvaccinated. The president keeps saying it. Fauci keeps saying it. My gosh, yesterday, Macron, the president of France, said that the unvaccinated are no longer citizens in France. He considers them non-citizens, and he actually, the quote said, his goal is to, quote, piss them off, end quote, and do everything he can to drive them to vaccination. This is classic mass formation. People in a mass formation begin to think and behave and speak in the same way. And in listening to Matthias Desmet yesterday, when he was asked, why does that happen? Or how does that happen? Not why, but how does that happen? That idea of a single source of anxiety and a single cure, How does that spread so quickly? And he said it's hard to explain. But to me, it's not hard to explain at all. Because I've talked about this forever. It is my whole philosophy and belief system about life. And that is that we're all energy and we are all connected through a variety of frequencies. And that when people are on the same frequency that you are, you can transmit and receive energy easily, ideas easily from them and to them. Fear is its own frequency. When you frighten people and cause them to be actually vibrating at a frequency of fear, then it becomes very easy for everyone on the fear frequency to be transmitting and receiving the same thought. They're on the same frequency. I often talk about this in terms of my psychic ability. I've always said it's just like AM and FM. I simply have an innate ability to tune in to another frequency or multiple frequencies where other information is traveling that you cannot hear or see on AM, FM, or within a 3D reality. Dolphins do it, cats do it, dogs do it. We humans can do it too. There is an infinite number of frequencies. I can't know that. But let's just say there are many. And that's how fear does its job. And they have used fear globally as a tool to get people to be on that frequency so that they can then rapidly move misinformation and disinformation, such as the problem of COVID is the unvaccinated. In my worldview, we're all connected. We're all connected energetically. And who are the people that aren't taking the vaccine in many cases? They're the people who aren't afraid. I know I have no fear of COVID. I have no fear of COVID for a variety of reasons. I have rational friends, one of them a physician who I often talk about on the show, who told me at the beginning how this thing would play out and we'd eventually get to Omicron or some milder variant that would be highly contagious and less deadly. And here we are. So I didn't have any fear of the variants as they were unfolding. I also early on thought for myself and I decided to be prepared with therapeutics and a prescription for monoclonal antibodies. I have what I need. Should I get COVID, I'm prepared to treat it without panic, without being hospitalized, and without a ventilator, and without dying as a result of that ventilator, which was the early go-to treatment and turned out to be deadly for so many. What about, again, these people who have not jumped on the bandwagon of fear and the unvaccinated being the cause? Well, they're also a hard group to define. They tend to be heterogeneous. They come from all backgrounds. They come from all careers. They come from all educations. They tend to have a level of individual psychology. And this is according to Mattias Desmond. This is not me. And what he said is they tend to find stability internally, and they tend to identify with principles and ideals that are more identified with absolute truths. They tend not to look for stability in commonly found narratives. And so, yes, the commonly found narrative right now is that A, COVID began in a wet market, that it spread and made worse by the unvaccinated. That's the common narrative. The Socratic method, which requires rational thinking and dialogue and questioning, is scorned. We're not allowed to do that. Hence, cancel culture. Hence, deplatforming anyone who thinks outside of the mass formation consciousness. And also, it has been noted by Desmet that the higher educated someone is, the more susceptible or vulnerable they are to the mass formation. Now, I'm highly educated in the sense that I have a JD, so that's higher education. I should fall into that group. But I'm also someone who has always been internally motivated and sourced from within. That's where I get my guidance. That's where I get my direction. And truth has always been, like courage, up there as my number one and number two principles that I live by. Also, How did some of the people who now are refusing to follow this mindset, how are the Dr. Malones and the Dr. McCulloughs who are having the courage to speak out, how did they suddenly become that courageous? And I will quote a Polish woman whose first name I only know as Paulina, who when asked, because she had helped save Jews during the Holocaust in Poland, when asked, how did the righteous suddenly become righteous? Her response was, we didn't suddenly become righteous. We just refused to go off the cliff with everyone else. So that's what I think of the Dr. Malones, and that's what I think of the Dr. McCulloughs, and that's what I think of myself and everyone else who has not bought in to the mass formation. We just refuse to go off the cliff with everyone else. Now, what's key is that Matthias Desmet says there's a prescription for how to get out of this, and it's not easy, but it can be done. Because remember, it's a kind of hypnosis. Even when you make sense to these people, you can't reach them because they have been programmed to look at one issue with one solution. I mean, you might as well substitute Jew for the unvaccinated, or you might as well replace ivermectin for Lister. If you don't know what happened with Lister, who discovered antiseptic, you know, they were packing wounds with mud until Lister came along and said, hey, how about we throw some alcohol in there? And he was scorned at first and called barbaric and all kinds of things. But here's the cool thing about truth. It prevails. And as I always like to say, that's because the light prevails. The highest good prevails. The prescription from Matthias Desmet is, number one, it is key that those of us dissenting, who have dissenting voices, continue to speak out. Number two, that we all connect in the real world with people that have the feeling, like us, that something is wrong, that it doesn't add up. Three, that we try to construct a new normal. But here's the important part of that. The new normal can't be going back to the way things were before COVID, because as I started this podcast saying, before COVID, we were already isolated. That's how this took hold. That's how they used fear to leverage the isolation to make it about COVID and the unvaccinated. We need a new normal that wasn't pre-COVID and isn't COVID. We need a new normal. The last thing you want to do is say to people, let's go back to the way things were before all this insanity, because those people subconsciously know that before this insanity, they were already insane from the isolation and the addiction to technology. And lastly, that we only use nonviolent resistance. This is so important because the moment the dissenters become aggressive, the moment that we use violence, even in the way we speak, then we justify in the mass formation mind that it's okay to direct all of their intolerance toward these violent dissenting voices. I may have done podcasts that were more important than this one. I don't think I've ever done one that's been more timely than this one. So truly, I ask of you two things. One, spread this information, spread this podcast far and wide, because those of us who see what's going on really do need to connect with one another. And then ultimately, we all need to connect with each other. Because the other important thing is to remember that we're all connected. And the same way that fear is a frequency on which information travels extremely rapidly, even non-verbally, so is love. So is love. Love is also a frequency. It's a higher frequency. Things vibrate and travel a little more slowly than they do on the fear frequency, but it is a powerful frequency that has no interruptions and cannot be broken. That's why when we leave this earth plane, the only thing you get to take with you is the love you gave and the love you received. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold, and the last thing I will ask you to do is to think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.